Hello, I'm Sky Matsuhashi, founder of SmartPokerStudy.com, the place for poker players who are always striving to be better today than they were yesterday. Poker people, don't miss out on bonus episode 78, where I read an article by BlackRain79 about putting your lesser-skilled opponents on tilt, along with an additional insight not mentioned within the article. Hey, poker people, I'm loving the support that you show me through your emails, comments on YouTube videos, and within the show notes, for your Patreon support, and especially for sharing the show with your poker pals. Keep spreading the word, and I'll keep on keeping on over here. And if you are listening in YouTube, please hit that subscribe button like a meow. Alrighty, so today is part 7 of my 8 podcast series, all about the Hand Reading Lab from Splitsuit. The Hand Reading Lab is the best training course of its kind, and I'm so thankful that I completed it, and my bankroll has grown for it as well. So the reason for this series is to enlighten everybody to the wonders of hand reading, and to give you insights into how you can do it successfully. If you want to learn more about the Hand Reading Lab, and you'd better, visit www.splitsuit.com/HRL for more info, and to make the purchase, use offer code SMART for a special deal from Splitsuit. He'll throw in his popular playing three bet pot series when you purchase through me. So here's a quick recap of the episodes in this series in case you missed any. Part 1, I discussed learning about your opponents from the cards they show down. In Part 2, I covered the necessary steps of hand reading, along with my patented 4-step hand process. Part 3 was about using Flopzilla to do all the heavy lifting in hand reading. Part 4, I discussed thinking about your own preflop ranges to help you understand your opponents. Part 5, I discussed having a growth mindset within poker and when you're at home practicing hand reading. And in Part 6, I showed you how to work out your opponent's 3-bet calling and 4-betting ranges. So this takes us today to Part 7. Now, I've discussed counting outs before, but I don't think I've ever really gotten into counting hand combos. Like, how many ways can we be dealt pocket nines or ace-jack? How many combos flop a straight draw on a board? Or even how many whole cards or whole card hands are possible to be dealt within No Limit Hold'em. I think this podcast is a valuable lesson for every poker player. Even if you don't realize it or if you don't use it in game, just having this knowledge of how to count combos will increase your poker acumen and will make you a stronger player. So let's get right to it. Make sure you hit the show notes page for everything I discussed today at www.smartpokerstudy.com/pod80. And actually, I'm going to be covering a lot of numbers and math and calculations, so following along with the show notes, it really might help you with this episode. Now here it is, today's podcast mission. My mission for today is to teach you how to count combos of hands in poker. Take the time right now to answer these questions as a quick little test before we get to today's podcast. How many whole cards can you possibly be dealt in No Limit Hold'em? Question 2. How many ways can you be dealt pocket jacks? Question 3. How many ways can you be dealt 10 jack? And question 4, the flop comes down 10-9 deuce rainbow. What hands have open-ended straight draws, and how many combos of this draw are possible? Alrighty now, so the first question I had asked that little test was how many whole cards can you be dealt in No Limit Hold'em? There are a total possible number of 1,326 hands you could be dealt. Now, that doesn't do you any good if I just tell you the number. I don't want you just to try to commit that to memory, you know. Oh, although I do, that it is good to know. But I want to tell you how to calculate it. So within a deck of cards, there are 52 cards, right? The first card that you're dealt, there's 52 different cards that can come out. The Ace of Spades, the Ace of Clubs, Ace of Diamonds, and so on, you know. Once you get that first card, your second card, there's 51 possibilities there. Now, just thinking of statistics and how to calculate the number of possible things that could happen, it's basically 52 times 51. So 52 cards for your first card, 51 times the second. That gives you a total of 2,652 possible combinations. But when we do it this way, we actually double count a lot of the cards. Ace of clubs and ace of diamonds is one combination, but another combination is ace of diamonds, ace of clubs. The exact same hand just came in a different order. So what you need to do to calculate it, to get rid of those doubles, is 52 times 51 divided by 2. Nice and simple. So 52 times 51 divided by 2 is 1,326 hands. So there you go. That's how we come up with 1,326 possible whole card combinations in No Limit Hold'em. Now, we know that there's, let's just say 1,300 from now on. There's 1,300 possible hands, just to make the math easy here. If somebody is calling or raising at a 10% range, that's 130 hands they're calling. You know, just 10% of 1,300, 130 hands. If they're playing a 20% range, that's 260 hands. If they're playing a 30% range, that's roughly 400 hands. So that's really important to remember. Every 10% within their range is 130 hands. And we'll come back to this later. We'll use this concept later. So 1,300 hands. Out of this full number of hands, 1,300, pocket pairs equate to about 6% of hands, or 78 total hands. Suited cards are 24%, or 312 hands. And offsuit cards are 70%, or 936 total hands. So seeing these percentages right here, it's really easy to see why pairs are more valuable than suited hands, which of course are more valuable than offsuited hands. You know, scarcity equals value within every aspect of life, and poker is another one of those things, you know. That's why that royal flush is way more powerful than just a pair of deuces, you know. The less likely something happens, the more valuable it is. So 6% of hands or pocket pairs, that's more valuable than the suited, which is more valuable than the offsuit. Alrighty, so let's do some counting of the individual hands, how many combos of each type of hand there is. So the first hand, the most valuable hands I just discussed were pocket pairs, of course. Let's take pocket jacks, for example. There's four jacks in the deck, the club, the diamond, the heart, the spade, of course. So how many ways can you be dealt pocket jacks? Well, the answer is 6. And we find this out the same way we kind of found out 1,326 total hands. There's 4 jacks you could be dealt for your first jack, 3 jacks for your second jack, which is 12 total. But we need to get rid of those doubles, you know. The jack of spades and the jack of hearts is the same as the jack of hearts and the jack of spades. So 4 times 3 is 12. Divide that by 2, you have 6 combos. 12 divided by 2 is 6. So for every pocket pair, there are 6 possible combos of them. Speaking of pocket pairs, if there's a jack on the board, how many pocket jacks could our opponent have? Well, the answer is 3. There's 3 remaining jacks. So 3 times 2 divided by 2 equals 3 combos. And we can see this one is very simple, actually. If there's a jack of clubs on the board, well, the possible pocket jacks that somebody could have is, for one, the jack of hearts with the jack of diamonds, the jack of diamonds with the jack of spades, and then, of course, the jack of hearts with the jack of spades. So there's 3 different combos that somebody could have right there. So that's the pocket pairs, 6 combos total. If there's a jack on the board, there's only 3 other pocket jacks that somebody could have. So suited hands are next. Well, of course, for every suited hand possibility, there's only 4 of them. Ace queen, for example. Well, ace of clubs, queen of clubs. Ace of diamonds, queen of diamonds. Ace of hearts, queen of hearts. Ace of spades, queen of spades. So there's only 4 of every suited combination, or every suited hand out there. And when we go to the offsuits, well, there's 12, obviously, here. There's 4 of the first card. So the ace queen, for example, you have, there's 4 aces. Now, there's only 3 of the second card. That's a different suit. So, you know, ace queen offsuit. If you have the ace of clubs, you could have the queen of hearts, queen of diamonds, or queen of spades. There's 3 combos for that ace of clubs right there. So 4 times 3 is 12. So the total for any non-paired hands, like ace queen, is, you know, the 4 suited hands plus the 12 offsuit hands, which is 16 total, which is the same as 4 times 4. You know, there's 4 aces in the deck, 4 queens in the deck. 4 times 4 is 16. Alrighty. So like I said, this as I'm speaking all of this, it sounds pretty complicated, and it seems like if you don't know any of this already, you might get really lost. So I really recommend you go hit the show notes at smartpokerstudy.com/pod80 to kind of follow along here. So the next thing I want to talk about is board interaction. So in this example, let's look at just a basic example. We all know the situation. We have pocket aces. We open the pot and we get one caller. The flop comes down 10-9 deuce rainbow. We're likely ahead with the pocket aces, of course, but let's think about our opponent's range and what possible hands and draws he could have hit here and how many combos are possible. So the flop was 10-9 deuce rainbow. How many sets are there? Well, there are 9 combos of sets. He could have called us preflop with pocket 10s, pocket 9s, or pocket deuces. Of course, there's one of each of those on the board. And remember, like I said earlier, when there's one on the board, there's only 3 ways to make that pocket pair because one is taken up with the board. So 3 pocket 10s, 3 pocket 9s, 3 pocket deuces make for 9 possible combos of sets. Now, how many combos of 2 pairs could he have? Once again, actually, it ends up being the same, 9 combos of 2 pair, which is basically the 2 pair that we're looking at is 10-9. You know, there's 3 remaining 10s in the deck, 3 9s in the deck, 3 times 3 is 9. Now, of course, he called our open preflop, so I'm going to say that he does not have 10 deuce or he does not have 9 deuce for other 2 pairs. The only 2 pair likely in his range is the 10-9, of course. And so 9 combos of sets and 9 combos of 2 pairs means that really there's only 18 combos that beat our pocket aces here. So we're pretty good. You know, we're sitting really pretty. But now let's look at the possible draws that he could have. Remember, the flop came out 9-10 deuce. So we can kind of forget about the deuce for now. The 9-10 is really what we're concerned about when it comes to draws. So open-ended straight draws with a 9-10 on the board, he could have a queen-jack for 16 combos. You know, he could be calling with all the queen jack suited and the queen jack offsuit. So there's 16 combos there. The jack 8 suited, that makes it for an open ender on the 9-10 board, jack 8 suited. And he probably just has just the jack 8 suited, not jack 8 off. So he's got 4 combos there. He could have also called us with a 7-8 offsuit. And that's, of course, open-ended, 7-8, 9-10, for 16 combos. So, in total, he could have the 16 queen jacks, the 16 7-8s, and the 4 jack-8 suiteds, which is 36 combos. So, 36 combos of open-ended straight draws total. Now, when it comes to gut shots on the 9-10 board, king-queen, king-jack, queen-8, and queen-8 suited, I'm going to say in this case, jack-7 suited, 8-6 suited, and 7-6 are all possible gut shot drawing hands. You know, they don't have pairs, they just have gut shots, maybe over cards as well, of course, with the king, queen, and the king, jack. But we're just concerning ourselves with the draws right now, because even if they hit that over pair, our pocket aces win. So on the 9-10 board, there's actually 60 combos that hit gut shots. And those, once again, were the king, queen, king, jack, queen, 8 suited, jack, 7 suited, 8-6 suited, and the 7-6 offsuit, because he could call suited or offsuit. So now there are 36 combos of open-ended straight draws, 60 combos of the gut shots. That means 96 combos have draws that could beat us here on the turn of the river. And remember I said earlier that every 10% of hands is 130 combos, roughly. So let's say this guy calls us with 30% of hands. That's 400 hand combos total in his range. Now, he has 96 combos of draws, which means about 24% of his range could be drawing against you here. And knowing this, the larger their range preflop, the more drawing hands they could have. The tighter the range, the less drawing hands they could have. Let's say you're up against a tight caller that wouldn't call with some of those drawing hands that I just mentioned. You know, like maybe he wouldn't call with the jack 8 suited, the 7-8 off, the queen 8 suited, the jack 7 suited, 8-6 suited, or the 7-6 offsuit. That's 40 total drawing hands that we can remove from his range. He's not calling with that junky stuff. So he won't be drawing as much, and that knowledge can aid us in reading his hand through the streets. So we talked about open into straight draws, gut shot draws, sets, and two pairs. What about flush draws? Now, I said in this example, he could have, or the flop is the 10-9 deuce rainbow. Let's just say it was, you know, 10-9 suited along with a deuce offsuit. So it's a two-tone board. And if you haven't heard that before, a two-tone board basically means there's two suits on the board. Maybe there's two spades and a club. A monotone board means they're all the same. They're all spades, for example. And a rainbow board is three of different suits, you know, club, diamond, and a heart, whatever the case is. So on any two-tone board, that means there's a flush draw board. There's two to a suit. There are 55 total combos of hands that could have a flush draw here. And that's, of course, calculated as 11 times 10 divided by 2. So we all know for hearts, for example, there's 13 hearts in the deck. If there's two on the board, there's 11 hearts remaining in the deck. You could be dealt the first heart for 11 possibilities. The second heart would be 10 possibilities. 11 times 10 is 110. Now, we want to get rid of the doubles, remember? The ace of hearts and the king of hearts, that's the same as the king of hearts and the ace of hearts. So we divide it by 2. 110 divided by 2 means we have 55 total possible combinations of flush drawing hands. But of course our opponent won't have the full 55 possible combos. You can remove a lot of those weak suited hands, like 9 deuce suited and 5-3 suited from their range. So on average, if your opponent has a flush draw, he's likely got about 30 combos there. And that's dependent on the two cards on the flop and the range your opponent plays post-flop, of course. Alright, so the next thing I want to talk about is card removal, or the concept of blockers. Now, the concept of card removal is simply the idea that if you hold a card, it's logical to say your opponent can't hold it. It's a blocker for certain combos within his range. So let's look at the same flop as previously discussed, you know, the 10-9 deuce rainbow. But this time, we raised preflop with Jack-10 offsuit and we got a collar. So now, if we think about this, the sets, there's only 7 combos now because we have one of the 10s, so he can't have the set of 10s as easily as before. The two pair, there's only 6 combos because we have one of the 10 blockers right there. The open and a straight draw, we have some blockers to that because we have that jack, because we have a jack 10 now. And the gut shots, of course, we block some of those again because we have that jack once again. And you can see all the numbers for this. I'm not going to go over each of them here, but you can see the numbers for these in the show notes. But suffice it to say, because we have the blocker, of course, there are a whole lot less combinations possible for him there. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is how to practice combo counting. And it's very simple. Grab a physical deck of cards and start dealing. Practice this in two different ways. The first way, deal flop after flop. Write each flop down and count what combos of hands make full houses, sets, two pairs, flush draws, open and straight draws, and gut shots. The second way, deal flop after flop with a set of your own hole cards as well. Do the same as before, counting combos for possible opponent hands, but take your cards into account as blockers to what he could have. You've got to have a way also to verify your combo counting, and you can use Flopzilla for this. I won't tell you how to do that here, but just figure it out for yourself. I know you can do it. Challenge! Here's my challenge to you for this episode. Count the combos your opponent might have in this scenario. You open with pocket eights. He calls on the button. You estimate his calling range as 30% of hands, but he would normally 3-bet pocket jacks and ace king, so you take those out of his range because he just called your open. The flop comes down 6-7 deuce rainbow. What drawing hands might he have, and how many combos of each? How many sets does he have? How many two pairs? How many open and straight draws? And how many gut shot draws can he have? Send me your answer via email, and I'll reply with my own assessment of his possible combos. Let's learn together, you and me, taking our combo counting game to the next level. Now it's your turn to take action and Scooby-Dooby-Do something positive for your poker game.
Now get it on!
I hope you enjoyed this episode all about combo counting. This might be a difficult subject for some of you, so submit any questions through the show notes page at smartpokerstudy.com/pod80. And if you're interested in purchasing or learning more about the Handreading Lab, visit splitsuit.com/HRL and use offer code SMART in lowercase to receive the full course. And as a bonus for you, you'll receive Splitsuit's video series called Playing Three Bet Pots. Well, thank you so much for listening today, and I want your feedback, so hit me with it through the show notes, or you can also send an email to sky@smartpokerstudy.com, tweet me @smartpokerstudy, or post in the Facebook group at smartpokerstudy.com/discuss. Alrighty, poker people, be sure to come back this Friday for another Q&A where I answer some of your insightful questions. Word of mouth is the best advertising, so thank you very much for sharing this show with other poker people. Your sharing and caring is what helps us grow. Until next time, study smart, play much, and make your next session the best one yet.